morning. Our Hebrew Bible lesson comes from 1 Samuel 16, verses 1 through 13, and that's on page 248 in the Pew Bible. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me the one whom I name to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him trembling and said, "Do you come peaceably?" He said, "Peaceably, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord." The Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. The word of God for the people of God. And our responsive reading is on page 754 in the hymnal. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures. Leads me beside still waters, restores my life. Be in right paths for the sake of the Lord's name. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I have lived.
Our next scripture lesson this morning is Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 14. It can be found in your Pew Bible, starting on page 183 in the New Testament, and then your big print Bible, it's found on starting on page 237. "For once you were darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, 'Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us turn now to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 41. It can be found on page 96 in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible, or on page 125 if you're using the large print edition. As he, Jesus, walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that now he sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, his parents said, "He is of age, ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now that you say we see, your sin remains." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I see, said the blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw. Do you remember that silly old saying? That saying came to mind this week as I was reflecting on those Bible readings. The lectionary readings today speak of actual blindness and spiritual blindness, and our ever-present awareness that we are in desperate need of salvation from God. Most important of all, these readings remind us that Jesus truly is the light of the world and the provider of our salvation. The story of God sending Samuel to Bethlehem so that he could anoint the next king reminds us that God sees in ways that are quite different from our own human sight. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Samuel and Jesse were blinded by outward appearances, as many of us are equally blind. God saw David not as the lowly shepherd he was, but rather, God saw David as the anointed king whom he would eventually become. Believe me when I tell you that God sees in you a person you may not fully see, yourself. Using God's sight, we see everyone around us as sisters and brothers, fellow creatures of God, regardless of their outward appearance. Paul's letter to the believers in Ephesus could just as easily have been written to our churches in the 21st century. Across the ages, Christians have been surrounded by the darkness of temptation and sin. It is so easy for us to be blind to the evil all around us and within us. For once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Well, the gospel story from John today is quite long, and it begs the question, isn't it true that each of us was born spiritually blind, just like this unnamed man who was born physically blind? You might disagree vehemently with that statement that you were born spiritually blind, but consider this. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin, but now that you say, 'We see,' your sin remains." I ask you to submit yourself to prayer and reflection with me during this time of Lent. You may well have to rely on those Christians around you to help you understand, to see the ways in which you are spiritually blind. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." At some point, we have to admit our own blindness and seek out the light of the world. When you fully obey Jesus, you can regain your true sight. And just like this man born blind, the Spirit will move you to share with others the good news of Jesus Christ. "I see," said the blind man as he picked up his hammer and saw. When you admit your blindness, God will allow you to see everything new with the eyes of faith. When you accept the love of Jesus and become obedient to the kingdom, you will be able to say with confidence, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long." Alleluia. Amen.